Proclamation number 7288 of 20th of February, 1959. Knowledge of sacrifice of the cross in the deep. For all souls I shed my blood on the cross of Golgotha. If this comes to the soul's attention in the darkness, then it is also a ray of hope for those souls, a blade to which they cling if they have the will to be delivered from their torment and to come out of their hardship which is becoming unbearable for them. For even in the deepest darkness light is sometimes brought in when messengers of light descend into the depths and inform the souls that the Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ also died for them on the cross. Although these messengers of light come veiled, they appear to the souls of darkness as like souls who have come to their senses and consider a way out for themselves, who then remember him of whom they heard in the earthly world but in whom they never believed. And now eager debates are being conducted, mostly against me who accomplished the act of salvation in the man Jesus, for they are all still under my adversary's control who does not want to allow him to lose one of those souls. But the messengers of light are untouchable for him, and they arguments nevertheless again and again convince individuals who look for a way out and entrust themselves to those messengers who suggest guiding them, and then they will always be led to where bright light shines, where their knowledge is increased, and they now start to draw hope because they feel at ease in the circle of light but also know that they themselves first have to acquire the right to be allowed to stay in the area through their attitude. As long as they inwardly resist, they cannot yet be considered to have been released from the darkness. It will strike them again and again and again, put them into great torment. Yet they do not forget the speeches of those messengers once they have taken part in them and responded to them. They nevertheless call them to them again and again through their thoughts, and their desire to be able to enter the circle of light again and to hear more of Jesus Christ, who is also said to have redeemed them and thus can also release them from their torment, grows ever greater. This is the most important thing for the souls in darkness, that the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion is brought to them, if it was unknown to them so far. But usually only a small reference to him will awaken their memory, providing the desire has already awakened in them to be redeemed from darkness. If they don't have this desire, then all knowledge of my sacrifice on the cross is far away from them. Then the messengers of light of love won't help either, then they're still completely under my adversary's control, and then much intercession is necessary to make these hardened souls think differently, for without Jesus Christ there is no salvation from darkness for them. In the last days before the end, the light beings are constantly working for those souls in darkness who want to help them to leave the deepest depths before the end so that they will not fall prey to the state of new banishment, which even surpasses their present stay in terms of torment. And your prayer for these souls contributes a great deal that their hardship will diminish and they will open up when helpful beings make a suggestion to help them to freedom. The cross of Christ lets its light shine everywhere so that the souls will remember more and more what it is all about. But only the being's free will makes it possible for the blessings of the act of salvation to pour over the souls. For free will must be willing to call upon me myself in Jesus Christ for salvation from the abyss. And the soul will only do so when it has received teachings which have awakened and strengthened its faith in my sacrifice on the cross, so that it now sincerely appeals to be redeemed by Jesus Christ from its torment, which torments the soul until this decision has matured in it to turn to me in Jesus Christ itself. But then it will be lifted up from darkness into light, i.e., it will no longer need to enter the dark places, It will be accepted into the circle of light seekers and be filled with light and in deepest gratitude lend a hand itself to help and save its brothers with whom it had to share the darkness. And such a soul will also succeed in much redemptive work, for in its urge for love it will now eagerly endeavor to bring the gospel to those souls as well, to convince them of the loving and merciful work of the one who shed his blood on the cross in order to save all souls from spiritual death. Amen.